It's official. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is a free woman. Her case is stranger than fiction. Gypsy Rose pled guilty to second-degree murder for her role in her mother, Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard's murder. Her ex-boyfriend, Nicholas Godejohn, was convicted of first-degree murder for carrying out the killing, and he received a life sentence. Gypsy Rose was the victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Her mother, Dee Dee, fabricated Gypsy's ill health in order to receive attention and sympathy. For years, Dee Dee convinced both Gypsy Rose and the public that Gypsy was extremely ill. Dee Dee told doctors that her daughter had cancer, epilepsy, vision impairment, hearing impairment, muscular dystrophy. The list goes on and on. But how did she do this? To the public, Dee Dee Blanchard appeared to be a devoted, caring mother, so most people believed her. When Gypsy was old enough to talk, Dee Dee told her to never give out any information during doctor's visits. She was always the one relaying Gypsy's fake medical history. And Dee Dee would flat out stop seeing any doctors who questioned her daughter's ailments. Because of her mother, Gypsy Rose spent most of her life in a wheelchair, receiving meals through a feeding tube. Dee Dee also lied about Gypsy Rose's age, going so far as to falsify her birth certificate so it would say she was born in 1995, even though Gypsy was born in 1991. All to keep up this appearance of Gypsy being this young, sickly child. Dee Dee would also shave Gypsy's head so she would look bald. Gypsy Rose also went through multiple unnecessary surgeries. And horrifyingly, when Gypsy Rose would go against her mother's claims by walking or saying that she wasn't really sick, Dee Dee would punish Gypsy Rose. Over the years, donations for Gypsy became a full-time income for Dee Dee. Dee Dee also claimed to be a victim of Hurricane Katrina, so she and Gypsy received assistance to relocate from Louisiana to Missouri in 2005. Hurricane Katrina also provided an excuse for missing medical records. When Gypsy was thought to be around 7 years old, the two received a house built in Springfield, Missouri, gifted to them by Habitat for Humanity. Gypsy's fake illnesses became a moneymaker for Dee Dee Blanchard. One of the biggest questions many have is, why didn't anyone try to stop this? When Gypsy was 14, she saw a neurologist in Missouri who came to believe that she was a victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy. He didn't believe Dee Dee's claims. But this doctor never reported her case to the authorities, as he said he didn't believe there was enough evidence to act. When the two were out in public, Dee Dee would hold onto Gypsy's hand and squeeze it hard if Gypsy said something wrong. Every aspect of Gypsy Rose's life was controlled by her mother, Dee Dee. In 2012, things took a turn when Gypsy Rose, then 21 years old, began a secret relationship with a then 23-year-old man on a dating website. His name was Nicholas Godejohn, and the two continued an online relationship until June 2015. Gypsy Rose confided in him about her mother's actions, and over time, a plan was devised. Nicholas Godejohn traveled to Springfield, Missouri, with the intention of murdering Dee Dee and running away with Gypsy Rose. Once he got there, Nicholas checked into a motel until Gypsy Rose confirmed that Dee Dee had fallen asleep for the night. Then, Nicholas sneaked into her room and stabbed Dee Dee 17 times, killing her. Gypsy Rose waited in the bathroom, covering her ears so she wouldn't have to hear. After the murder, Gypsy and Nicholas returned to his home in Wisconsin, where they were later found by police. And investigators were shocked to see that Gypsy Rose was healthy. Dr. Mark Feldman, an expert in Munchausen syndrome by proxy, spoke of Gypsy's life and actions and said, "Gypsy Rose was in essence a hostage, and I think we can understand the crime that occurred subsequently in terms of a hostage trying to escape. Today, Gypsy Rose is physically healthy and has said that she's glad to be out of that situation, but not happy that her mother is dead. And she already has plans for life after prison. She's set to release an ebook on January 9th, 2024, titled Released: Conversations on the Eve of Freedom. In this, Gypsy Rose will finally share her truth." Gypsy Rose also said in regards to her sentence, "I firmly believe that no matter what, murder is not okay. But at the same time, I don't believe I deserve as many years as I got." In total, she was sentenced to 10 years in prison and has served 85% of her sentence. And Gypsy Rose is now 32 years old. This was such a shocking and hard-hitting case because Gypsy Rose was a victim of her mother. To think that someone that you trust, your own mom, could do that to you is beyond heartbreaking. Your mother should be someone who protects you, nurtures you, and keeps you safe. But that tragically wasn't the case with Gypsy Rose. There was something so deeply unsettling about a mom doing this to their own child, and I really wish her the best. And I gotta know, what are your thoughts on this case? Did you agree with her sentence? Let me know in the comments. Next episode, I've got so much more coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.